Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Forecast here before we talk to Ed Mahoney from the Hartford Current. Rain developing in this afternoon, becoming windy, highs in the 50s. Tomorrow, more sun than clouds. Windy, high in the low 40s. Then Friday, mostly sunny, mid to upper 40s. Looks good. Weekend, Saturday, if you got something to do outside, I do it early because you might get some showers later. And then looks pretty good, mostly sunny, 45 to 50 on Sunday. There was a story that caught our eye in the Hartford Current about cold cases in Connecticut and in how they are solved and how, you know, it's just always interesting because you forget if a case is unsolved, you wonder if it just goes away or like what happens to it. So we thought we would talk to the author of that piece, Ed Mahoney from the Current, joining us here on Brian and Company. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. I just, you know, anything that's different from the daily grind of news is always, we really want to bring attention to it here on the show, so we're grateful for the time. You know, when it comes to cold cases, how do they, the number of cold cases that are actually in Connecticut is sort of open to question, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how far back you want to go, I guess, and when people started keeping these kinds of records, but you know, I think, you know, it's safe to say there are at least 1,000, and there's you know, a couple of hundred in each of the big cities.
So, you know, the thing I'm curious about is, you know, and whether my 1.5 seasons of watching The Wire, I don't really know how it works. Like, do they have detectives in this department, and if they just may say they solve a case, then they just grab a file and go to the next one? Like, how does it work? And are cases ever totally neglected?
I mean, I think they make a decision as to whether, you know, what's likely to be solved. But I think every department has a couple of cases. I mean, maybe there's like one in Simsbury, and maybe there's 300 in Hartford. It depends where the crime is. And no one wants to take cases away from the police departments. Everybody, no matter where they work, is committed to solving these things. But, I mean, the chief state's attorney's office has put together a squad of people that specialize in this thing, and they talk to the local police departments, and they decide who wants what and what's best solved and who could help what with what. And these things move up to Hartford or to Rocky Hill, where the chief state's attorney's office is, and they look at them, and they decide what looks promising and what doesn't, and they isolate maybe 30 cases or so, and they concentrate on them and try and solve them. If some prove insoluble, then they move on and find something else.
Yeah, I mean, the one story about that woman who was dragged in the car was just...
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, I mean,
there's dozens of things like that. Just horrible, horrible stuff about you know, people being abducted and brutalized. And I got to tell you, the people that work for this unit are really remarkable people. They have kind of a thankless job. They're working for people who've been dead for 30 or 40 years in some cases. And they're doing it for the families of these victims.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the victims, you know, come from backgrounds where they really didn't get a fair shake for a good part of their lives. And these guys are sticking with it and kind of doing the impossible.
I can't imagine the psychological and intellectual intimidation of picking up a case that hasn't been solved and trying to solve it. You know, I mean, it just must be overwhelming. And then when they do it, it must be an incredible, I mean, it's closure for the family. Still, it's tragic, but that the ability to do so is really amazing. We're talking with Ed Mahoney from the Hartford Current about the piece, and the headline is long, but I will just say it's Connecticut has more than 1,000 cold cases. There are just two ways to solve them, and one of those is seeing promising advances. Can you talk a little bit about the second part of that headline? What is the promising part of the advances to the one or two ways?
It's genetic research, it's forensic
DNA.
Forensic genetics, DNA analysis. You know, a lot of these cases, when these poor people died, police could look at fingerprints. That's about it. There wasn't any DNA technology. And it's progressing. The science is progressing at an alarming rate. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll get a cold case and they'll sit down and the first thing you do is go over all the evidence.
Right.
And find out, number one, was it ever tested for genetic material? And if not, then do so right away. And if it was, find out what parts were tested and what kind of tests were done, because chances are there's a much more sophisticated test that's available now that wasn't available 5 or 10 years ago that may turn up something.
Have they had situations where, like, they could literally take an old case that wasn't DNA tested, they look at the evidence and they say, I bet there's DNA here, they run it, and then they find, boom, a list of potential suspects right out of the gate?
This big, this absolutely remarkable, stunning conviction they just got of this guy named Michael Sharp was that sort of case. There was no genetic testing done in 1984 when these really kind of brutal gunpoint rapes took place. And, thanks to some of the detectives that were involved back then, and one of whom was now the Commissioner of Public Safety, Jim Rivella, who used to be a Hartford detective, they preserved this evidence and they kept it, you know, on the hope that someday something might be available to analyze it, and lo and behold, it did. And the DNA led to the conviction of this fella for terrible crimes that happened decades and decades ago.
Yeah, it really brings to light, and I mean, there's still a huge problem with it, but the violence against women just jumps out off the page.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, it's troubling just to look at the list of cases because there's so many like this.
I mean,
and a lot of these women, I mean, and unfortunately, they've fallen on tough times and had drug problems and that sort of thing, and they just their survival to survive, they end up putting themselves in vulnerable positions, and there's some serious predators out there that take advantage of it.
Yeah. Last question for you. We're talking with Ed Mahoney from the Hartford Courant, and so I just want to clarify. So they don't. They basically really just review it in a clinical way, and they look for the lowest hanging fruit in terms of what they think they can solve.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I mean, every single case is important to that. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am with these people. You know, they're going to look at what's possible,
right?
And you know, I mean, they're not going to. There's a case from 1900. They're not going to try and solve that because everybody in the world is dead already.
Right.
But I mean, I don't think there's anything they're just going to turn their back on. But I mean, they're going to follow what looks promising to begin with.
Listen, it's a great piece. I encourage people to go to Courant.com. Again, it's Edmund Mahoney. It's Mahony. So if you want to look for the name, and it's just about the cold cases here in Connecticut and the all the developments in the DNA side of things. Ed, thanks for coming on. It's really interesting stuff.
Okay, thanks for having me, Brian. Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you
Bye.
Too as well. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.